This is your host, Swapnil Bharti, and welcome to TFR Insight, a show where we deep dive into cloud native and open source technologies. And today we have with us once again Patrick McFadden, VP of Developer Relations at DataStax. And today we are going to talk about Astra Serverless. Patrick, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Swapnil. It's great to be back. Got something exciting to talk about today.
Yeah, let's start with Astra Serverless. What is it?
So Astra Serverless is our, Astra, first of all, is our Cassandra as a service. It's a cloud service for, you know, deploying Cassandra workloads across any cloud. And the latest development is that we've changed it so that now it's a serverless. You can deploy Cassandra without having to think about capacity, such as nodes and a cluster size and that sort of thing. And this is a pretty radical change for Cassandra. We were really excited about this because it really changes the way that you think about deploying Cassandra instead of thinking about, of course, Cassandra scales really easily, but this really makes it so that it is painless and really not anything you think about. You don't have to think about how many nodes you have in your system or capacity units. And more importantly, is you don't have to over-provision your capacity and think about how you're going to pay for that later. You just pay for what you use with Cassandra. And that's a huge shift with Cassandra.
What was the need that you felt that you came out with the serverless Astra?
Well, you know, I've used Cassandra for over 10 years. And the thing about Cassandra is it's very powerful and it can scale. It can scale fairly infinitely as long as you can keep giving it CPU and memory and storage. But what commonly turns into a problem is that whenever you start provisioning or you think about provisioning, it's very rare that that's an elastic thing. So if you think about cloud native workloads, you really want to have scaling, elasticity, and self-healing. The elasticity part is really difficult with open source Cassandra because when you grow your cluster, it takes some time to make sure that the data is replicated properly and spread. And then whenever you need to go backwards, it also has some cost in it. So what typically happens is that when someone deploys a Cassandra workload, they do an estimate of how many nodes that they need. They deploy their cluster, and then they're paying for it 24/7. So if you are using just regular like instances on, say, Amazon or Google, then you're paying instance cost every single minute that you have it on. And when you think about the kind of workloads that Cassandra has really been good for, which is, say, for instance, retail is a good one. Retail is cyclical. You can see loads during the day and then loads going down at night. And so what you're paying for is 24 hours of that peak load during the day. And, you know, this is a very typical, you hear this a lot with Cassandra users. It's like, I love the scale. I just hate paying for it when I don't need it. And, you know, if you think about what a cloud native database should do, the scalability plus elasticity is really critical.
Yeah. So it makes up both cost versus technology, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. And think about how we consume cloud now. You have three things you pay for mostly, which is network, compute, and storage. And it allows us to break down those costs when you need them. And it just gives you a tremendous amount of savings. We think that you could probably take an existing Cassandra workload in a running cluster and reduce the cost of ownership by half, just on being able to manage those workloads. Like if I don't need network right now, I shouldn't have to pay for it.
And it was launched last week or so, and you have been, you know, testing it with your beta customers for a while, if I'm not wrong. What direct benefits do you think, or you have received feedback that developers get through Astra Serverless?
This is, I think, where we're going to see the most uptake is with developers, because typically the development lifecycle is, if you need Cassandra, then you're going to have a talk with your infrastructure team, because they're going to have to provision the all of the infrastructure and be ready to take it on. With Astra, we've already given some help there because it's a no ops consideration. So you, when you go into Astra, you can create a database, but there is some thinking that you have to put into capacity planning. With what we added with Stargate, and Stargate's a bit of it's kind of the unsung hero of Astra. Stargate, of course, is the API front end for Cassandra. So you can use REST, GraphQL, and even JSON document API. when you combine those two things, the serverless, where I just use as much as I need, and the really useful developer-friendly APIs, this is an instant thing. This is an instant win. As a developer, I can create an account on Astro, go right in, start developing my application. And with our $25 free tier, you could do a lot of testing and things that it's $25 per month. So that every month you can be testing, doing things. And then when you need to scale, just run it up and it'll start working. It just gives developers so much more freedom to do what they need to do with the database. It isn't going to give them any trade-offs. And trade-offs are such a hard part of building applications.
If you look at just the evolution of Astra over years, but you had an announcement, you know, last year, and then it has been, I've been following it and tracking it. The way I see it is that you are kind of moving with wherever the customers are in their own journey, trying to make things more easier and simpler so that they don't have to, even if you look at cloud native land, it's already too complicated. When you talk about managing, installing data, that's even more complicated. So how do you see the evolution of Astra? And of course, you cannot share any announcement, but what is the trajectory that you're looking at?
We still, and I don't think this is a big secret because we've been talking about a lot. I've been talking about a lot. We still really believe in the world of cloud native data and what that'll bring for developers and enterprises and just the world of data for the next 10 years. There's a lot of really exciting things that are happening now. And what Astra is trying to build is this really easy default way of working with data in a cloud native world. And right now it's hybrid. So it's on-prem, it's in any cloud, all the clouds if you want. So you'll see more of that happening. We'll just continue to do that. But we're also adding things in there, you know, like we've just started working pretty heavily with companies like, you know, Netlify and Vercel, you know, like front-end companies about how we integrate further up the stack. And, you know, that's exciting because now we're not just talking about, I think DataStax for the longest time has been an infrastructure company. You come to them when you want to run a database. Now you should be talking to us, especially through Astra, about when you want to use data. And that's just a way more interesting conversation in my book.
I think now I have a very clear understanding about the launch, the problem you're trying to solve, and a bit of its evolution curve. Anything else you would like to touch upon in this discussion?
Yes, and that is my favorite part, which is Apache Cassandra. And the open source component to this, you know, this is being done in Astra, of course. This is a place where you can rent this. And our commitment to Apache Cassandra isn't just going to end and say, well, now we got our own different thing and that's fine. Just like what we did with our storage attached indexing, we intend to donate this and offer this to the project as a part of the forward-looking evolution of Cassandra and work with the community, the Apache Cassandra community, on building out Apache Cassandra for the next 10 years for cloud native workloads. The work that we put into how we build Cassandra as a serverless offering, we want to make sure that that's a part of Apache Cassandra as well. That's still part of our mission. We want Apache Cassandra to be the most popular default database for cloud native workloads. We're pretty happy about this database, but making it a part of that community is a really critical thing. So I think you'll start seeing some, pretty soon we'll be putting it into a GitHub repo and we'll be having conversations with the larger development community around Apache Cassandra. But what's also really interesting to me is how it's gonna fit in with our Kubernetes workloads. If you look at the Kate Sander project, which is an open source project around running Kubernetes or Cassandra and Kubernetes, if you think about if we start moving Cassandra towards these closer to how Kubernetes work and vice versa, just think of what's going to happen the next few years with data on Kubernetes. It will change instead of just trying to bolt in a database that worked outside of Kubernetes and just, you know, put some operators around and shoehorn it into Kubernetes, this is going to be a truly cloud native database.
Patrick, thank you so much for talking about not only this announcement, but also the evolution plus the open source component. And I look forward to talking to you again. So thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.